Maar ja, gemeente, zo pittig ze zeggen, de schuld is naar de hele schenen, maar ze zijn schuld. Okay, we're starting packet 9 today. Packet 9, okay. Okay, sorry. So, till now, we've been discussing Vestos and Aklolius stick away. You know, what's exactly is Usser, etc., Bedikus. Now we're going to go into specific Vestos. So the first Vestus that's known in Halacha is called the Vestus Achonish. Vestus Achonish means that we work with the, that was Ramantel's drasha, this Shabbos, and write about Achonish as Elohim, that Kiddush Achonish. So the Hebrew calendaric day. So now, say, we're holding in Shvat. We're holding in Shvat. And therefore, so we say, when did the period begin in Tevis? So say it was the 20th of Tevis. So then the 20th of Shvat is called the Vestus Achosh. Now, that's not... In other words, whether Tevis is Malay or Chaser, it doesn't matter. Because it's not a question of the amount of days. It's a question of that specific calendaric day. On the 20th of Tevis was Gorim a period. So then we're assuming that the same thing is going to happen the 20th of Shvat.
That's the 29th or 30th.
So sometimes, right, depending upon it, it could be 29, it could be 30, depending upon whether. Well, think about it. If it's 20th Tevis, right? So Tevis could either be 29 days or 30th days, right? So so if it's 29, it'll be 9 more days in what? In this month, starting at the 20th, so it'll be day 20 plus 9 more days, 10 days, and then another to get till the 20th Shvat will be another 20 days, so it'll be 10 and 20 is 30. If there would be 30 days in Tevis, so it'll be 31. So, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because it's not.
Because we're counting that.
The day that she got a period on Tevis is day one. So it could be either 30 or 31 days till the next month. But that doesn't matter. Even whatever it was before, whether it was 30 or 31 between the interval before, doesn't matter because it has to do with that day, 20, the day 20, which is a chiddush, that day 20 has a koyach that brought the period in Tevis. So we're suspecting that in Shvat it's going to do the same thing. No, because the question is whether you have to suspect that the period is going to come that day, and therefore you have to abstain.
Abstain from what?
From Tashmish Amita.
But if she hasn't seen the blood on that day, then why would it matter?
Because she's going to see, maybe she's going to see it 5 minutes from now.
Oh, I see. So she will stop even before she's seen anything.
Right, in other words, because we're afraid that they're going to be together in the middle of the Tashmish, she'll get her period. So therefore, you have to be apart.
And the first Tashmish is different, Mr. Guy?
What do you mean?
Like on the wedding night.
What does the wedding night have to do with anything?
Doesn't she leave wedding night and then...
That's a din of Dan Basulim, that's a different halacha. Okay, so that's the din of Vesas HaKodesh. In other words, that's the, you know, so the Chodesh, that day of the Chodesh is what's going to cause the so that's called Vesas HaKodesh. And where is this brought down? Who says this halacha? Let's look at the Mishnah from page 1. Samach Gimel Amud Beis, page 9. Ha'isa limuda liyos roha yom tez lav yitshin sol liros ro liyom chaf zev zes surim. If she sees yom tez lav, and now she starts seeing yom tez, so she had a Vesas Kavua to see yom tez lav. And now the next last month was 20th, so she's going to be also both on tez lav and on chaf. Because you keep the yom, the kviya, and because she ha'isa limuda liyos yom tezvav, it means that's what her kviyas was, tezvav. And then shinsa liros yom chaf, and now she seeing on yom chaf. So zev is asur. She's also both on Tezvav, because that was the kvias, Vesas Kavua. And now she has a Vesas She'ena Kavua on Chaf. So she's also on both days for the next month. So that's the idea. That's the Vesas. So this Mishnah is what? Is the source for the concept of what? Vesas HaKodesh.
Both the old one and the new one.
Both the old one and the new
one. So she's changed it enough
times. Yeah, the old one means that she already saw on Tezvav, 3 months in a row. And then the new one is the Chaf. So she has to keep the Vesas Kavua and the Vesas She'ena Kavua.
But they're both based just on the
calendar.
This point is that's.
Right, the which is Chaf.
After Chaf, and it was
Tezvav,
the date on the,
yeah.
When the Bezdin was called Reya.
Wow. So look in Tosis. Idmar Rasa Tazvav B'chod. Now, then the Gemara. Look at the Gemara first. Idmar Rasa Yom Chamishasa B'chod Zeh. But say she has a cycle of progression. That 1 month was Tezvav, the next month was Tezayin, the next month was Yudzayin. So now she has a Vesas Kavua for what?
Later.
For progression of the days. So Kal V'chomer, that it would be on the same day. Tezvav. The Chiddush is even if you have a progression. 1 month she saw Tezvav, next month Tezayin, next month Yud Zayin. So then the next month you have to be Chayshesh, then it's going to be Yud Tes.
And whatever date was last month, Yud Zayin and Yud Tes, because Yud Zayin was last month. Or no, just this progression.
The progression. If she has a Vesas Kavua for a progression, so then she's.
Then you ignore that, that overrides the Vesas Kavua.
Yeah, because you see that it's, she's going in progression. Here's Dafka Biki Haigavna of Al Rasa Begimel Chadashim. And then the Machlokis in the Gemara, look in the Gemara. Itmar Yom Chamisha Asa L'chod Zeh, Yom Tezvav L'chod Zeh, Yom Shiva Asa L'chod Zeh, Rav Omar Kovala Gvesis L'Diluk. So she has a Kvias for Diluk, which she saw 3 times. But Shmuel says, no, you have to see 4 times. Because the first time wasn't Bediluk. Tezvav, Tezayin, Yud Zayin. But what about before that was Yud, maybe. Right? So when the first time she saw it, that wasn't part of the progression. The progression is only Tezayin and Yud Zayin. The Tezvav wasn't the progression. So the Shmuel says, so Rav says, that's no. Once it was Tezvav, Tezayin, Yud Zayin, you can look at Mafreya and say that's a progression. And Shmuel says, "Achitishalish bediluk." You have to have four times, because then you could show three progressions. Harav Agoin,
what would you do when you get to say,
it runs out, you think? It runs out.
The next day, are you the next day another person, or are you waiting 31 days to
start? Okay, when it happens, we'll have to figure it out.
Why wouldn't we follow the number of days? Especially if we're...
One second. So what is Tosfos to say? But everyone agrees. In other words, so it's machlokas when you have to have to get a vessel kavua. You have to have three times or four times. But that's only by a progression, because one could say a progression, you need four times to make a progression of three. The other says no, you have it three times. So Mafreya, it looks like a pattern already. But if you're seeing at the same time every day, chaf, 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 then everyone agrees that all you need is what? Three. Okay? So that's the machlokes in the Gemara. That's the machlokes in the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel, by progression, by versus hachoyish of progression. But Tosis is Medayik, is Machloik is three or four. But if it would be the same time every day, cough, 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 then for sure all you need is what? Is three. That's Tosis. Good? So now, there's a Raivit. Want to find the Raivit for me? That's on page 8. The Balei HaNefesh of the Raivit. That's one of the Chashuv Sfarim. You can't learn Nida and Mikvos without the Balei HaNefesh of the Raivit. Okay? If you think you can, you can't. I told you, Rav David Lifshitz, that's how I always used to say, when you learn Yoredeya, first you have to learn Chulin with the Torah Habayis. And then you can look at the Shulchan Aruch. That's why I told you. That's why people don't enjoy learning Yoredeya, because if they start with the Shulchan Aruch, then it's Chinese, and then they're not going to enjoy, understand it. And then that's why some people dread the year of learning of Yoredeya, because they were used to learning Noshim Nezikim, Lamdas, and Havana, and now. But the answer is Yoredeya could just, or you need to just be a Geshmak if you learn it with Havana. If you just learn it opening up the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the first thing you do, and the last thing you do, it's going to be a horror. But if you start with the Gemara, and the Rishonim, and this, and you have just as much Havana in Nida and Yoredeya and all these things as you do in Noshim Nezikim. So that's the reason why people, that's the word I'm saying. So the Raivin and the Balei Nefesh, let's look on page 8, says, Echad, he's telling you the different vessels. So echad yimei achodesh, bavol pishein havlagasim shava. It was even though it's not the same haflaga, because chaf 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 might not be the same haflaga, because one could be a 30-day, one could be 31, because depending on a molichodesh. So those who says chaf 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 doesn't mean. But the Raivit says no. But there's a din of the chodesh, chaf chaf chaf. But he says, we learned this from the Diluk of Rav and Shmuel, because the Machlokas, he says the same thing Tosfos says. We have a Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, whether you need a Diluk of three or a Diluk of four. But Tosis says, but everyone agrees if it's the same thing, chaf, 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 or dalad, 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 all you need is three. Because it's, even though from one three to the next three, or from one chaf to the next chaf, is not going to be the same as from the next chaf to the next chaf. Because one can be mole or chaser, doesn't matter. It's a din in the calendaric date. So, Alaman, Mizem, and Adil, and Shanek, and Rav, and Shmuel, Rosa, Yom, Chamisha, Sob, Bechod, Zeb, Shisha, Sob, Bechod, Zeb. Okay, so what do you say? Good. And that's how we pass.
What is more?
No, we pass again. Yeah, there was halacha. What does the Gemara say here? Shmuel says actually tishal shmul feels. Rambam has his letter on that. But usually we don't have that. Usually it's going to be. Usually people don't have it. Maybe with something. So it's a chiddush, this idea. But so
what's
so,
the chiddush? The day of the month is kaveh.
Right. That's a chiddush that the day of the month is kaveh. Why should the day of the month? I can understand a woman's body. If I can understand her flogging more. In other words, right? Because this is her, she gets her period every 30 days, every 32 days. But to say that it's the day of the month, so what's the for? That the moon, we had a good moon, I remember. But after Shabbos, this past Shabbos, we couldn't find the moon. The late night minion, we start davening an hour after Shkia. And then an hour after Shkia, so we all came out to see because it was in and out. And like a tila, we'd be out for the whole bracha. And it was barely, we didn't even get that. So we called it. And then, like later in the night, I get a phone call from Rabbi Dr. Moshe Strauch. He always finds the moon somehow. And when I see he's calling me at a Motzai Shabbos at 10 o'clock at night, I know it must be that he found the moon. So I said, okay, give me 5 minutes to come. And we did. We had a good kiddush levana later in the evening. You have to hop around these days, Like the last month, so people were having difficulty. It was a lot of days that it was. So that's also a whole discussion about the latest. You look at the Ezra's Torah calendar. Yeah. We're going to get to that. I once gave a series of shiurim on Kiddush Hilchos, Kiddush Levana. I don't know, was it Jews' man or a Beit HaSvestrim's man?
Does this have a Kiddush is only if she has a Kiddush? If she has a Kavua, she has a
But the Kiddush could be Kavua. What's up there?
No, meaning if only if there's no, if she doesn't have to find it but every 30 days, or she doesn't see a. I thought we said we go based off of the Chodesh, I thought, well, twice if you go based off of the Chodesh, it's only when you don't have the Vestas Kavua.
But you can have a Vestas Kavua for the Chodesh. That could be the Vestas Kavua.
This isn't the same Vestas HaFodesh that we talked about when it's Vestas Shekinah. And we go based off of what you had the last.
A Vestas HaFodesh could be a Kavua and a native Kavua. But when we talk about Vestas HaFodesh, it means if last month she saw it one time and Chaf, so now she's going to keep Chaf.
Right.
But if now she's seeing it three times,
okay.
So that would be a Vestas Kavua. Let's say it's Kavua. Jeremy?
Is there a limit? A limit to the Vestas Kavua. It could be without any years. Just keep track of different patterns. One month. Every shot is a push shot. The next shot is a
push shot. By different fish. There is. From one month to the other month, yeah, you're dealing with a different sphere. Dealing with the atmosphere. It's just go regular. Okay. Oh. So let me ask you a question. Tosis and the Raven, they are the ones that are Machadish Vesachot. But is it really true? Are they Machadish or it's a Mishnah? You always have to know where the Kiddush comes. Rabbi Ganap, when we're learning in his Shir, says it's important to know the difference between a Mishnah and a Mishnah Brura. Good Lord. You know, you have to know what's the source of anything. You have to know what is the Makor. So if somebody asks you, what's the Makor of Vesas Chodesh, what are you telling them? Mishnah? Okay. What? It's a Gemara. What Gemara? What Mishnah? Well, we just did. We just did something Gemara. Yeah, page 159.
They don't know that.
Right. Page 159.
So the Mishnah might be subject. If we just had the Mishnah, we had those who say, right, then maybe we say subject to problems. Sure.
No, but Rabbi Shmuel is only by a deal.
Right, that's
saying that. That's a machlokes. No, it was a machlokes. Rabbi was tzvav to Zion, Zion, and they have a machlokes whether you have to have four times or three times. Tosus says that's only.
I'm saying that's Tosus's chiddush.
What's Tosus's chiddush? I'm going to see it. What's Tosus's chiddush?
Even
is that a chiddush or is it posh? Is that a chiddush or is that posh? What Tosus is saying. You hear what I'm saying, Harold Graber?
I'm saying what I'm saying.
But tell me, do you do, what did Judah Graber say? Forget Tosus. What does Judah Graber say? Is it, if you were learning this, you see, that's why I wasn't fair. I told you the Tosus before I let you guys think on your own. That wasn't fair.
So based on the Mishnah, you'd say that Shmuel would need 4 months.
No, but it's... Seems pashut that machlokes is only by dilug, and the question is that called dilug when it's only 3 months because the first one wasn't in the pattern? What do we say in the Tosis is dilug in the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is glat. It's good because the whole of machlokes is because it's a progression. So what's called a progression? But if it's not a progression, then not. Yeah, what are you saying?
Then give
confession.
I don't know. For some reason,
I see that. No, I only think Shlita is saying, why is Tosus quoting Benos Kusim Lavatas of Adveis? If you could just quote the Mishnah. That's a good question, I only think. I think we ask well. We're going to get to that. So I'll tell you the secret. The Ramban says there's no such thing as Vesas Chodesh. There's no such thing. I mean, Eli Fink would say, what do you mean there's no such thing? It's not it's a Mishnah, but at least it's a Gemara and Lamed Tes. Right? Says there's no such thing. Because it doesn't make any sense. In other words, why? I mean, I try to sell it to you. That, how do I try to sell it to you? So the moon is, the moon.
But the moon is 25 and 24 and a half days. When Facebook sees the moon, that's to do with when you see it. It's not that it's created the moon. And the moon, the from mola to mola is always the same. It's whatever it is, 20.
Slightly more than half of the cluster.
But and when you see it, it's cloudy. It's how many hours before
he's going back to Rav Mantel's Russia.
Yeah.
That that is based on Bez's Bekandel the Chodesh. So it's not a.
What if the Bezdin saw the moon and they said, we'll make Rosh Chodesh to them, or Ma'ayim the Eidim, because they wanted the Rosh Chodesh to be the best in the finals?
Yeah. Not the
Rabbah. Oh. Oh, okay. Second. Okay, you're all saying interesting things.
Oh, we say it's based on Chazakas, because it's not based on... We have... Where Chazakas were, you could say, it's based on negotiation to this day.
So there are, but what about Eli Fink's Gemara and Lama Tess? And what about the Mishnah? So the Ramban says, who says the Mishnah is talking about Tezvav in Chodesh? Well, maybe it's talking about Tezvav of Haflaga. Rasa, when it says, I sold the Buddha Rilos Yom Tezvav. What is Yom Tezvav? I sold it to you. Yom Tezvav means Tezvav, Adar, Tezvav, Tishrei, Tezvav, whatever. Maybe that's not what it means. Maybe Tezvav means the interval of 15 days from the last period. Yom Tezvav. So the Ramban says, the whole thing is not true. There is no such thing as Vesa Zachoyish.
So when the Mishnah says Tezvav, it means of a month of a standard line, rather than...
Okay. Meaning Yom Tezvav means 15 days of interval, not Tezvav of...
It's not Tezvav.
The whole thing is just a flogger. And there's no such thing, the Ramban says, it's a fab... I don't know how to use the word.
Well, this is okay. So, 8 years from now, she's
going to
have her period.
You and Jeremy should get together with the years. I deal with month by month. I don't deal
okay,
with
so 15, then 16, then 17, then what? Then 18. Okay, what? Then 19, and then 20, and then
21,
and then.
That was speak to Yehuda. He says there's no such thing as Vasa Chodesh. It's all, and the Mishnah never said it. And the Gemara never said it. Tosis says, reinterprets that Gemara, that the second month, and the second month, that month, that's even when 1 month was Mole, 1 month was Chassid. But maybe not. Maybe it's only if they were both all Moles or all Chassids, so it was the same interval.
The Gemara's versus
Polish? Yeah, that Tosis. Eli Fink's Tosis. I call it Eli Fink's Tosis. The Chazai Reshacha, or Reshacha. So he makes a comment. How does he know that? He stuck that in there. Oh. So the Ramban, Mamish, the Ramban, the Hilga Ramban on page 9. They say, they ask for Chai Velozhin. Is he Rebbe like the Ramban? He Rebbe the Gra? So he says, no, he's definitely not like the Ramban. Who like our Rashba? It's definitely not like the Ramban. So the Ramban. Let's see the Ramban inside now. Page 9. Rav Soloveitchik loved the Ramban. If they talked about that. About the Bahamas, he loved the Ramban. Look at page 10. The feet, you see where I put it? Is this Rav Herkler's? Rav Herkler, you heard of Rav Herkler? Rav Moshe Hirschler.
What are
these additions? Yeah, did he do this Ramban? He does a lot of the Rishayim, of the footnotes.
Sharp blood,
no. Yeah, that's right. In the old days, I didn't put the sharp blood in. That's why now I make a packet. I always put every sharp blood in. Yeah. He, wait one second. He taught here for, what was his main place? Chicago, M.T. Binter, I can tell you. He was Rosh Yeshiva in Chicago, but he was here for, then when he's, I think after Rav Pelayev, Rav Pelayev was here from 1926 to 66, something like that, and then Rav Hirschler taught for like a year, and then Rav Schechter got the position after that. But Rav Moshe Hirschler was a big guy. And then he spent many years in the Skokie Yeshiva. It was a guttle, the first one. He write a lot. I have to check if did he put this edition of the Ramban? Who put the Chidushi Ramban? Was it Ramban? I put it. Yeah, you look it up. Is it Ramosha Hirschler? Yeah, Ramosha Hirschler. Ramosha Hirschler. He worked on all these Rishayim. He was Rosh Yeshiva Skokie, but had just like YU is known for, you know, very chashuva Rosh Yeshivas. So Skokie Yeshiva also is known for very chashuva Rosh Yeshivas. So he says, "We daily ban Yusin lo yofa kivnu Rishayim b'chiluka havestos, shani omer ein vestos elo laflaga shavet." He says, the fish are rare, Miss Mano Huba, Miss Mali, the offenses man Kavua, she came into Tivan Shubreodim, Zosha Omru Betezov Hodish Zuv, and even the Rav and Shmuel is not Tezvav, it's Haflaga of Dilug. Tezvav, Tezayin, Fadoshim Hashavim, who, Obachaseirim, Haflaga Shaloshova, Helium, Yutlam and Bezra, Dilug Shorbo, Edel, Dilug, Hayom, and Lomashi Kovas Vesel Dalek, Hilchesi Tes. So she's having a different haflaga every 1 year, 1 month she's having an 18-day haflaga. Next month it's a 19-day haflaga. Next month 20. But it's not that in 1 day was yutches b'chodesh, yutches b'chodesh. So Ramban says the whole thing is not true. And there's no such thing, we don't give any credibility to the Zman. Yeah? You hear what the Ramban is saying? Both in Rav and Shmuel and in the Mishnah. When they say Tezvav, or Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin, they don't mean, they mean the Haflog of Tezvav. Then you get another Haflog, and then another, a bigger. Gabriel? So there's no such thing.
Chodesh in the Gemara means menstrual cycle.
Where did it say Chodesh? Where did it say Chodesh? Yeah, but Chodesh means that you was the Haflog.
Is that it means it doesn't have anything to do with calendar.
It means how many days
menstrual cycle. The first in this cycle she had, it was 18 days long. This cycle was 90 days long. This cycle was 20 days long. Yeah?
Right. That was not.
It's not, it doesn't mean it was 30 and 31, 32 and
it doesn't mean that it was the fourth of the month, the fifth of the month. That has no halakh relevance.
It's 18 days, then 90 days.
A 18 day menstrual cycle, a 19 day right.
The word Chodesh means menstrual cycle.
Right. As Ramban says. But the Ramban says, because he can't, he says, he doesn't think it's Mustaber. What do you think? Because why should, in other words, it makes much more sense that a woman has a cycle. And the cycle is based on how long, you know, the menstrual cycle is. But to say that the day, now you want to tell me, like I sold you the bill of goods before, that it was the day of the month. So the Ra'ah, now who called it the Ra'ah before? Eli Fish, yeah, that's your Ra'ah. So he says, so to understand this Ra'ah, what do we need to do? We need to look at Rabbi Nathan Bushwick's book. What pages of Nathan Bookshire? Ari Beanstock?
Yeah.
Rabbi Goyim of Ari Beanstock tells me to look at page 23. So the general rule in life is you follow what Ari Greenstock tells you to do. That's the general rule. Understanding the Jewish Calendar by Rabbi Nathan Bushwick, page 23. As the moon, I'm reading from Rabbi Nathan Bushwick, Understanding the Jewish Calendar. He's a Yid. He was into the calendar. Where was he from? Scranton? Where was he? Look him up in your computer. You can find anybody. Anybody since Adam Harishon will be in your computer. So as the moon moves around the earth, there's one moment that is exactly between the earth and the sun, and that's called the Molad. This moment is called the Molad, the birth of the new moon. Right? In Shul, right? They announce it every month. The Molad! Yeah, there's a minute to do it in Yiddish, right? To do it in Yiddish. You do it in Yiddish. If you're the Gabi, you'll do it in Yiddish. I had to speak to a certain Rav in Muncie this week about a mikveh thing. So he said we should speak in Yiddish. English. I guess Yiddish was just more comfort zone. So we spoke in Yiddish. Good.
What's the rotation? The cycle of the moon is 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes, and 31 and a third seconds.
That's the moon is going around the earth. So when it's right in between the sun and the earth, that's the Molad, and now it starts the new cycle. So the Ra'ah is going to say, and this is Eli Fink's Ra'ah. I can understand. You see, even if you want to tell me it's the din of the moon, that the moon affects the women. The moon affects the women. The woman is walking on the street, and the moon is affecting her to cause the nida. So that I can understand. But then it should at least be totally not on the fifth of the month, the sixth of the month, but how many days from the moon? Because then that's the physical moon having an effect on you. But the fact that it's chaf, that's like Gabriel said, that's when they were Mekadosh Tachodesh or Kabbalah. So he says, what he didn't like about it, he says about the Ra'ah and the Tosus and the Raivin, is because it's not Shayach. Why should that day of the month have anything to do with anything? Right? But if you're telling me, okay, last month she got a period 5 days after the Molad, so then this month should be 5 days after the month. So that I understand. But you're telling me, no, nothing to do with the Molad. It's to do which day of the month. So that he doesn't think is right. The Ramban doesn't like it because he thinks the whole thing, even with the moon, he doesn't think is true. But the Ra'ah says, I'll grant you, at least if you do it based on the what? Based on the Molad, but not based on the month. See that? So that's Eli thinks Ra'ah. Yeah. I think you have a lot of things here. You have a Ra'ah, you have a Tosfos.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, let's see. One second. Page 12. That's the Berak HaBayis. Wait, is that page 13? One second. Yeah, 13. Old Kosov Garcinon. Aisha Rasa Yom Kamisha Yom Zayin Yud Zayin Rav Makovel versus Ladilot. So he says, "Vala Dreinu Vani Omer Chaydin." In the middle of the page of the Berak HaBayis. Begins v'chein hadin.
on page 13 on the right side. Of all Doneinu Mori Rabbi Rabbeinu Moshe Zal. Who's that? Who? Ramban. Yishlo Bezakushi Gedola. On the, in other words, first he quotes the Sheet of the Chodesh. Then he says, Ramban has a Kushi Gedola. But tell us Kolze. He's Mevatel everything. He says he doesn't think Vestos have anything to do with Kiddush HaKodesh. Shein HaShofer Shetokim Bo Gorim Lo Kiddush Shalonim Shem Kachim So Gorim V'yev Shalom Lo Vestos Kaze Yizkadesh Dovrish Begufa Tirev Zuk Hushe Chazaka So Seres Bebira. He says this is a Kiddush Gedola and it shlugs up everything. The sheet is a Rav Gadol Rav Avram. A loked v'reinu she'efshar she'hei kudosh achodesh gorim v'isha shetira. V'al tiyam rinan v'tez v'al chodesh zeh lo l'kirish achodesh shalano amar ela l'molid halavana. See, that he could see. So, Tosis had arrived and say, well, it's a date in the month. The Ramban says nothing. It only has to do with Haflaga, and the Ra'or says it has to do with what? What? Moav. One second. It's interesting. The Ramban is fascinating. And so is the Ra'or. It makes a lot of sense. But Ramosai, in the end of the day, after everything, after all said and done, Tosis and the Ravid prevail. Even though we have this beautiful shir about why it doesn't make, you know, really should be the other ways. Like the, he said, great Svaris, the Ra'ah, and who else? And the Ramban, Meredith. But in the end, they lost. I mean, at least Rav Yosef Karo. Rav Yosef Karo. Rabbi Savolovsky likes to point out that the Beis Yosef was written in Turkey. That's where my family's from. Turkey.
European Turkey.
Yeah, right. We wrote in Turkey.
European part.
Yeah. My mother's family, my father and mother both from Turkey. One from Istanbul and one from the Dardanelles.
That's also Europe.
That's all islands there, that area. Turkey. Turkish Jews. But my father's family grew up right near Brisk.
Also
fleshy. So that's it. What can I tell you? We with the halacha we pass him, that's the din of the chodesh. Even though it's all exciting, that exciting piece of Torah, we hold from Vestas HaChodesh. The Hebrew calendar day. And what's the defense? So we're going to see. The Ramban in the Mishmar Sabai says, because we have this concept that the Kiddush HaChodesh affects, right? There's a famous Rishali that I put it in the packet, Arya? Or Avalon Rav Arya? Yeah, I did. Page 14. We're not going to do it now. Right? That we have a concept that Kiddush HaKodesh affects human bodies. You know? We'll see that Ramban inside, that Yerushalmi. But after all the excitement settles, the halacha is like, not like the Ramban, not like the Ra'ah, but the old school Tosfos and the Ravid. This prevail. Ellie Fink, what do you say? Ellie Fink, well, Zokter. Maybe you want to speak Yiddish? Oh, so Ellie Fink is an unbelievable thing. But even though, in the end of the day, what page?
I just looked it up.
That's a little long line, but you got another page in the packet. No, let me end the shiur with one thing.
and that'll answer your question. Okay, you ready for this one? I'll tell you an unbelievable thing. What page is that Ramban that we were doing it before? Nine?
Yeah,
look on page 11 then. So then he writes to Rambam. Look on page 11, the second arrow. B'divrei Harav Rav Moshe HaSfardi. So he calls it Rav Moshe the Sfardi. He says, like me, Mashma she'ein lo kviyas vesas ela b'haflaga, shoga. Right? Pasuk Pshat. Harav Avram dam zelachmi. B'kval nefesh yochush lach. He says, a Bal Nefesh should maybe keep Vestos based on me and based on the Tosis. Atshira aleinu olachem ruach mimorim lachriya ezehu derech ha'yishara sheyavro lo adam. Imtza b'chibur ha'yagonim o b'chufuseyim inya mora alachas me'el adrochim bo roi lo'ilach v'latzeis b'chufuseyim. Whereas, I think they're all wrong. But you know, if the Gaonim say it against me, then I'll give it all up. And what Eli Fink is saying is when the Ramban wrote his Shulchan Aruch on Hilchas Nida, he wrote like what? Like Tosis and the Rambam. One second. Right. Like Tosis. So he wrote the Halachas, right? Hilchas Nida Ramban. He says the other way, even though he thought really that's not the right way. What? Well, Eli Fink just pointed it out. No, as Hilchas Nida Ramban, he says that you follow the Chodesh. So as the Ramban himself is saying, Moshe's party is really like Pashas is like me.
And nonetheless.
And but you know, I don't know which way to go. But so make until we get Atshir Aleinu Olachim Ruach Mimarom Lachriya, even though in you know we don't trust the Baskol, but unless a Ruach Mimarom is going to come, some heavenly spirit from above, and it's going to say who's right, you know, then we'll follow who's right. Or if we find in the Gaonim, and in the Tshuvas HaGaonim, something that's mashmo one way or the other, I'll throw in the towel and we will follow them. It's amazing. Musar Haskell Ramban, you know, thinks that they're all wrong, and he says, but if that's the tradition, we follow the tradition.
I think he said we should be both, but that's only
about Nefesh.
And average
question, about so. Pasha Baal Nefesh, we don't know. Pasha person, we don't know. Unless we find some Ruach Mimarom or Tshuvas HaGaonim.
So what do we do?
So
what do you say we do?
So that's what he wrote the Hilchas Nida Ramban, like Eli Fink points out. Follow Tosis of the Rivet.
Where does he say the Ruach Mimarom? That's not there?
The Ruach Mimarom is in the Chidush Rambam. Wow.
Even the Ramban didn't hold
like the Ramban, right. Even the Ramban didn't hold like the Ramban. That's a good way of putting it. So they won. It was Robert Braunschweig likes to say over to live and be well. You know, there's a famous vort. It was one of the, I think, maybe he said it in the last drasha. He said it, I think, in the Sifas Musar one time. He says, you know, there's a famous kasha. Now how come we don't do Sveika de Yoma during Sphira? Right? Because Maybe you do. Okay. Yeah, but most of us don't. Right? We count each night. We count one. Yeah. So the Dvar Avram has a verse that counting, like Rabbi Dov Willig likes to say, over counting has to be precise. You can't count asiri vaday velo asiri sofik. You can't have today is the third day, the fourth day. Today is the fourth day, the fifth. That's what he says. But then he says, but you know, it's a nice. So we said, but in a Hanami, maybe when there was a real Safi, but then he says, but the Balamor says against me. Because the Balamor says the reason why you can't do it is because then the last day on Shavuos, you'll still have to count the 49th day. Because maybe it's, you know, it's a suffix. So maybe it's the 49th day. That would be a zilzul to Yantif to count that. Was if it's 49, it means it's Yom Kol. So it would be a zilzul to Yantif. So that's what Rabbi Rajpiegel was saying, that, you know, even though Ray Kedolim thought they were right, but they had the humility to defer to the Rishonim and to the old. So the same thing Ramban said, the Gaonim will be for me. So if the Gaonim say against me, even though I think I say a nice svara, I am mevatel my das to them. It's an unbelievable thing. But you see that, and the Maisa, he was mevatel his das. That's what Eli Fink points out. That when he wrote the Shulchan Aruch and what to do, he could have said, hey, I'm going to put my thing in because I, you know, he wasn't looking to, I'm going to say a Chiddush that, you know, because if that's whatever, man, and maybe it could be in a Chanan when he wrote it, the Bakubal thing, what was not like what he thought. So then he didn't put it in the Shulchan Aruch to do what he said to do. Okay, so that's a geschmack. Okay, so Bez Hashem will continue Siyat Yetz Shemayim Wednesday. Okay. And have a good day.
Why didn't we learn the Ramban sign? Is it not clear that it's like a Ramban?